Not you. Okay. So again, so what Taiva seems to say is that since Sheves and Pru is a mini Pruvu, so if you could fulfill Sheves Kaldo, even though you're not really fulfilling Sheves, and Kavachoyme, you're not fulfilling Pruvu, so then we're not going to be Kaifin on Pruvu if you're Ines. In other words, Ines takes away, otherwise, there's a din that you're.
Why is there an inus over here? What's the inus?
The Ines is you can't do more because you're an Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrim. So you can't marry more than a Shivka. The best you could do is marry a Shivka, assuming you can marry a Shivka. So that you can't marry a Bas Yisrael because your Chatzi Avdus doesn't allow you to marry a Bas Yisrael. So the best you could do is marry a Shivka if you would be able to marry a Shivka.
And there's no yichus.
And no, you so you're an Ines that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah properly.
But there's koldehu. Sheva's koldehu means populate the world independent of
Right,
pruvu.
so there's a kaldu. So it sounds like what he's saying is, if you wouldn't have Ines, then you're like you're being over an avera of bito mitzvah's essay. So for that, we would be, you know, that's like a, we wouldn't stand for that. So we would have to be kaifin to stop the avera of bito mitzvah. But since you're an Ines, so it's no there's no Ines Rachmana Patre, so there's no taina. There's no avera here about. There's no ambiguity, whatever. There's no avera in being mitzvah. Adam I. So then, as long as we have Sheves Koldu, so we're philosophically fulfilling the some of the ingredients of the mitzvah. So we're satisfied with that. Okay.
Doesn't Isha have a din of Sheves?
I think so.
So then we could say over here that this new chefza called a chatzi ben chayrin, right? He can't alts ish. He can't have the mitzvah to memela get the Sheves, but he could work on the track of Isha's because he has a mitzvah azoyvi and Isha. So now on that track of Isha's, he is mekayim a mitzvah even
But
in this
Taisa
chefza of chatzi chatzi.
says there's no Sheves because he can only marry a Shivka.
I
He can't.
understand, but he has a din isha. He has a
But if he marries a Shivka and the Shivka doesn't have Yichus, then Mitzad, the not Mitzad, Mitzido, Mitzad the child. Since there's no Yichus, David says you don't get real Sheves.
right. There's no Puruvu. No, I'm saying this, and therefore, there's no Puruvu. That's what Tyson is saying. It's
But
called who because he's stuck,
there's
he's an
no.
inus. He's stuck. So I'm just saying it. That's I bait from yesterday saying a little bit more, but I'll be a little different on this is that it's a second track because he's working on the track of Ishus. In other words, he has the mitzvah, he has a positive commandment of Ish of Ishus. It's not Mrs. Isha's man grama, it's a din of Shavuos,
Yeah,
right? Every
he has a
Isha, every
positive
Isha has a
mitzvah
din.
essay of Pruvu because he's Chatzi Ben Chayrin.
But if he can't, but he's an Inus, so he can't work through that side. Says he can't do that.
But he's an
Let's
Ines
go.
on Sheves too. He's an Ines on both.
That is an Isha. Why is an Inus
Oh,
and
he
Sheves?
isn't because
Memanashah, he
he
gets
only
Sheves.
can marry a Shivka, and a Shivka is Eino Yichus. So he's an Ines on both.
Tyson says the Yich is a problem of Sheves or a problem of Pruvu.
It says it's a
It's always
problem
Abizar.
with both.
But
Says
the Sheves is totally on Pruvu, but.
it's a problem in both.
How can an Isha, she gets Yichus?
Yes, of course. Isha has Yichus.
What?
Shivka doesn't have Yichus.
Isha doesn't have Yichus. It goes bust, but she's a lady or a Kayan. It doesn't have the Yichus.
Has Yichus.
What?
Yes, some kind of Yichus. The Shivka doesn't
Whatever the
have.
Isha has, the Isha that he has, the Isha has.
That's what he says.
He's an
Type.
Isha.
I don't know. I don't know. That's what type says, apparently, that only by Shivka there's this problem that there's no Yichus. Okay, anyway, let me go further. Let's do the next type is because the truth is we have to read the two types of them together. And they work together or they're in stira to each other. So let's see. Oh, so the Gemara says, what edema are you going to say? Don't get married. So you can't say don't get married because Hanal Nivra Ha'inam Ana Priyavivya. And then it quotes a pasuk of Shabbos. So Hodin Amaisi Kroda Pruvu. Now, why does Davis want you to quote a pasuk of Pruvu? Pashib Shat, because Pruvu is
what? It'll be in the Torah, not in the Nevi'im.
Right, because Pruvu is Deraisa. And it's better to quote a Din Deraisa. Din Deraisa is stronger. So Omer Reba.
Maybe also I would add another point that the Gemara says Perivirivia. The pasuk that the Gemara cites doesn't support Pashas. It's a different mitzvah. Gemara's quoting the wrong pasuk.
I hear. Yes. But then you're the Tavis Kasha would have been, he should have, you know, should have quoted in the beginning Shabbos. But okay. But I hear, you know, they should be consistent. Omer Reba Mordechai. Shem the Shabbos Yitra Shach Afila Tzad Avdus. In other words, that we want to say that this person, she had both halves of him are chayev in Shabbos, and he can't even get and he's not doing a Shabbos. In other words, to say that he's not doing Pruvu, only half of him is chayev in Pruvu. So it wouldn't be such a terrible Avla, okay. Half of him is that chayv and pruvu, and he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. But if his entire being is chayv and Shabbos, because you know we said this was Shmuel, we were saying that a woman is also chayv and Shabbos. You see that from Tysus. So since and therefore the chatzi even is also chayv and Shabbos. So therefore his entire being is chayv and Shabbos. And if he's not going to be able to get married, so he's not mikayim a mitzvah of that's on his entire being. So that's why we're going to be kaifim. Right. So I'm just, Rafi, what you said. If what you said was Tavis's question, he's not really answering the question, because then they should have said Shabbos in the beginning. So it doesn't sound like Tavis is bothered by the inconsistency. But okay.
Is what Tosas now saying contradicting what he said before? Before he said, if there's no Peri of the Rivia, there's no Shabbos. So an Eved is not a Peri of the Rivia, he's not in Shabbos. Right? But now he's saying that an Eved is Shayach and Shabbos. So is that a contradiction, or he's talking about different aspects? Is he speaking about the Chiyuv? He isn't the Chiyuv, but in the ability of fulfillment, he's not, because he's not able to do Peri of the Rivia.
I think he's talking about the Chiyuv. The before he was talking about the fulfillment, but he's chayiv, he's a ben chayim, is chayiv in Shabbos, and pruvu, pashas, and the chatzish and the chatzi eved is an isha, is also chayiv in mitzvahs, is chayiv in Shabbos like an isha. If he can't fulfill it, that's a technicality. But pashib shat taifas at this point holds that just because you can't fulfill a mitzvah doesn't mean you're not chayiv in the mitzvah. You're chayiv in a mitzvah and you can't fulfill it. A person who's born without arms, so Parshat Shad, he's chayiv in the mitzvah's filling. He just can't do it. He's an einus his whole life. So an Evan, a Evan, who is like a Isha, and Isha has a mitzvah of Shabbos, so he also gets a mitzvah of Shabbos. I ain't no chiz. So therefore he can't fulfill Shabbos. Okay, he can't fulfill it. But there's a mitzvah of Shabbos on it.
Possible, just to add on, I mean, I'm not saying the same, but is that, you know, the first place is looking at a chatzi ev chatzi ben chayrin as one chefze, as one being, it's so-called a chatzi. It's a new, whatever they say in Kedushin, right? It's a new chefze called this a half and half. And now we're saying, one second, maybe we could split it and look at him like this and look at him like that. In other words, if a person's a whole different being, so maybe Taki can't get mitzvahs, then Taisus is saying, no, maybe it's a koldu, maybe no, maybe this tzad could get a mitzvah. I'm just saying, it's like almost like we're switching who the chef to the person is. Taisus started out nothing, he can't get anything. Then he started out, he could get something. Then he get Taki, Mari, you can get something.
What's the mitzvah to make Taisus into arguing with himself? Why do you want to change
I'm just saying the movement. I don't know anything for sure. I'm just saying the movement is funny that Tyson started out with nothing. That's Sandy was asking what happened before, what happened now. I'm just saying he started out with nothing, then he started out called the who, then he now says, oh, the Tzad Abdus can mamish get it. I think that's what Sandy was asking.
Tyson is pretty clear before that he can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And here Tyson is saying he's still Shayach.
Shavis. He started out with Shavis, then he can't.
Shavis.
Right. He can't do any Shavis. Then he said call the who. And now he says he could mamish get it outside of this, right? I think so.
He says it's Shayach and it doesn't say he could do it. He's saying you can't do it, but you're Shayach to have to do it.
Whatever Shayach means, I don't know what Shayach means.
Right, whatever it means. There's no reason to make machlokes.
Shayach means that it's a call to who.
And not even called, it means that you're chayiv in the mitzvah.
Well,
without hands, he's chayiv in tefillin. So
why can't you just say that he's
chayiv in the mitzvah? I thought he meant faux shayach. Because you're a woman has a mitzvah of Shabbos, so why shouldn't he have a mitzvah of Shabbos?
Is it a fair idea that Shayach doesn't mean Chayev?
What
does Shayach mean Chayev?
Shayach means he's in the parsha. I don't know.
So normally, when you mean what Tosfos means Chayev, you would say you're Chayev. Shayach sounds like Shabbos is bechlal not a chiyuv. Shabbos is an inyan. It's a motivation. It's what the Torah wants, what Hashem wants, and that's manifested in specific mitzvahs. But Shabbos itself is not in the Torah, it's in the Navi. It's a philosophy, it's good, it's important. It's not something which is an inyan to do. Shayach sounds like you also should subscribe to somehow doing it, but it's different than a chiyuv. Shabbos is not one of the 613 mitzvahs.
Okay, I don't know, I'm not sure. Shabbos is a drabbanan, but it is a mitzvah. It's brought down, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says, person, even if he has a boy and girl, should keep on having children because of Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbana, means the Pasuk and Navi, or the Rabbana wa Mesakin, it based on the fact that we know that Hashem wants the world to be filled.
I thought it meant based on the Pasuk and Navi. I don't have the Bikiyas, but that's what I always thought.
So we're learning here that the word L'Toye Bro'a L'Shabbos Yitzara is a din, a mitzvah, Rabbana. So anytime Toye says Shayach and Shabbos, it means he is included in the chiyuv d'rabbanan of Shabbos.
That's what I thought.
But he can never do it ever, right? Full blown ever can't do it because he can't marry a Jewish.
He can't marry it because he can only marry a shivcha, and a shivcha has no yichus. The children have no yichus. So okay, so he can't do it. But that's a technicality. And it doesn't take off the chalais chiyuv.
Right, but he hasn't by zinrinus.
Yeah. Okay.
Before, when Rafi said that Tosfos' kasha was that the Gemara says pre revia and then goes into a different pasuk, so Rebbe said that's not really what's motivating Tosfos' kasha because then his answer wouldn't answer it. Is it possible the reason why Tosfos is not bothered by that is because pre revia does not mean the mitzvah pre revu? It means the Indian of populating the world.
Whoa.
Maybe. We said that Pruvu and Shevis are in the same family. So, yeah, they sort of go together.
But there's Priya Reveal in the Gemara.
Tysus is the Kasha. Tysus is the Kasha. Tysus got fooled then.
Okay, now let's go further because I want to get it gets interesting as we continue.
Just very quickly, Tosa's answer, is it interesting that he's saying the Gemara wanted to say Shabbos because there the whole person is tied up to not get the mitzvah, but the Chatzi Eved, an Eved can never get the mitzvah. Meaning, it's just interesting. Like, we just said that the Eved is shy, he's chayv in the mitzvah, but he can never do it. It's just an einus. So it makes Tosa's answer a little bit interesting that the Gemara thought it was better to use the pasuk of Shabbos to explain the problem that this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choren has, because look, his whole being, both halves of him have a problem. But the half of him that has the problem because he's an Eved, that's always true.
Okay, but then I would say, like you maybe, that he can get at least a Shabbos Kaldu, the normal, because a normal Eved can marry a Shivcha. and he can get a Shabbos koldo. So he's not, and that's a photo problem. And that's what Saivis seemed to say, that Shabbos koldo is not so bad. But this guy can't even get Shabbos koldo, so he can't get any Shabbos. Okay, let us continue. Okay. So what's the hemshach here? How come chatzis shifka chatzis bas chayrin? We're not kaifin. Hodel kafu mishem Shabbos. Wait, what's the hemshach?
You
know,
just said that Shabbos is
shayach
by an
eved.
We just said
him. What about her?
Shabbos is shayach by an eved. So therefore, and we just said that we're being kaifin for the Shabbos. In other words, we're not being kaifin. I think we're saying, because we're saying that we're really being kaifin for the Shabbos and not for the pruvu. That's what I would say. In other words, if you say that we're being kaifin for pruvu, so then, in other words, it's saying according to the relator, it sounds like we're being kaifin for pruvu, and the pasuk of Shabbos is just to show us. Well, it depends how you read Taisus, but it could be that some shots that the pasuk, the ikar vort is we're kaifin for pruvu. Either call it a pasuk of Shabbos, okay, kasha. But if you're kaifin for pruvu, so then it's very good. Achatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chayrim. Even though she has a mitzvah Shabbos, we're not kaifin for. But now that I said that the Gemara quotes the pasuk of Shabbos, because Vakert, we're not kaifin for the mitzvah pruvu here, because the pruvu is only on half. We're being kaifin for the mitzvah Shabbos. So then a woman also has a mitzvah Shabbos. So we should be kaifin a woman too.
When Rebbe keeps saying we're not kaifin for pruvu, does Rebbe mean we wouldn't be? Or in this case, we're not?
In this case, because it's only half. The Rebbe is saying that if there wouldn't be a mitzvah Shabbos, pashas on the whole, if the mitzvah Shabbos didn't exist, we only have the mitzvah pruvu. Since the mitzvah pruvu is only on half, so it could be we're not kaifin.
That's what the Rebbe is saying. I thought the Rebbe is saying the opposite. Really, we would be kaifin for pruvu as well. But here you have a better reason to be kaifin.
Okay. Otherwise, he should. We don't know. You do not know whether it's better or wouldn't be. But the reason why the Gemara says you're kaifin is because Shabbos, which is a better reason. Would pruvu be enough? We don't know.
Isn't the Rebbe mashma that otherwise he would say, ain kaifin al pruvu, ain shayach ele b'chetzio?
I don't know. The Rebbe himself doesn't know. It's like you can't see from the Gemara. The Gemara says you're kaifin because your full body is pruvu. But I'm just saying the hemshach is like this. Now it comes out that Taivis was mechadesh, that we're kaifin for pruvu, for Shabbos. Because without Taivis, you would say, Shabbos only a dinder abana. We're not kaifin for Shabbos. You're only kaifin for pruvu. And in this Gemara, we're kaifin because of pruvu. But Taisus Kufa says, no. This Gemara is saying you're kaifin for Shabbos because pruvu is only on half. And that and they wanted to say, they said you're kaifin for Shabbos, which is on the whole thing. So that means you're kaifin for Shabbos. Also, then the kasha is, so the chatzi shivka basim has chayre, which also has Shabbos. I don't think the pshat is a Taisus mechalich and a shivka has Shabbos. I mean, that's probably beferish.
Where is that beferish?
What?
Where is that beferish?
I mean, we know a woman has Shabbos, and an eved is like a woman. Shivka, you know, why should a shivka? Shivka doesn't. Eved gets a mitzvah of a woman. So why?
One reason that eved would never have Shabbos, if we wanted to make such a case, would be because he can't do Shabbos because he has no chayes.
That's Gufa Tzavi is going to say later. But the Rivam apparently holds not like that, because the Rivam clearly saying that the Gemara picked the mitzvah of Shabbos because that's on both hands. He can't do it. So the Rivam obviously holds that even if you can't do it, you have a mitzvah anyway. Because I think Rivam obviously holds that a person without hands has a mitzvah shvuin.
But that can't be the chiddush kufa, that even though you might have thought that Eved can't have sheves because he has no chayas, kamash milon the Rivam, a big chiddush. Eved does have sheves.
Okay. Maybe. Okay.
What happened to Puruvu? I'm just got lost. His kasha was, why he picked that pasuk?
Right. The Gemara answered, Tavis and Rivam answered, because Puruvu is only on half of him. So that's not so terrible if half of him doesn't do a mitzvah. But Sheves is a bigger problem because his entire being is Chayiv and Sheves. So Chazal stressed the bigger problem, that there's a tragedy going on, that his whole being is Chayiv and Sheves, and he's not getting Sheves. So therefore, Taivis Hemshech is, so that means that you're saying that you're Kaif in the Adin to, so that you can fulfill the mitzvah Sheves, even though Sheves is only a Drabanan. We're kaifin for Shabbos because that's how the Rivam answered the Kasha, that the Chazar b'Dafka pointing out the Shabbos because that's what we're kaifin for b'Iker here because that's on the whole thing. So then a Chazi Shifka Chazi Bas Kairim, who also has Shabbos. So therefore, we should be kaifin too. That's Shabbos's Kasha. The Chazi Shifka Chazi Bas Kairim. I hold it on Kofa when we should be Shabbos. We should be Kofin Shabbos. There it says, Shema, I figure Shabbos about Scharin, not to Kayim, Shemdel Mifkila Priyaruvu. In other words, we don't know for sure that she's going to get married because I don't think, because we don't necessarily force her to get married. On the if a person's chayv and pruvu, then we're chayv in ourselves to get married. But for the mitzvah sheves, we're not chayv in to get married. So,
why women don't have a mitzvah to get married?
Yes, they have a mitzvah sheves, but they don't have a chayv and pruvu.
So that why is it that they don't have to, we say they don't have to get married?
They're supposed to get married. I think they have a mitzvah Shabbos. I'm pretty sure. You see from Tosfos that he said that the Sad Avdus has a mitzvah Shabbos. So I think so.
Just because Sad Avdus, it's not possible that a male guy or male Eved is kind of something that a woman's not?
I do not think so. An Eved is kind of in the mitzvah of an Isha.
It's not Shaykh because we're talking about an Isha here, and Tosfos is saying she's Chayiv. Yes, well, Shifcha's Chayiv, certainly a woman is Chayiv.
But Metzias is you ask any Paisik, let's say the man's a Chayiv to get married, a woman doesn't have a Chayiv to get married.
So if I start, she could have a Chayiv Shabbos and no Chayiv to get married. But you can't say a woman has no Chayiv Shabbos and only a Shifcha does.
What's Pshat? She has a Chayiv Shabbos, but she doesn't have a Chayiv to get married. What's that mean?
So Pshat is she is supposed to get married, but it's not, it's a different level of Chayiv. The man has a chiyuv approval.
It's only drabanan.
It's a dinder for Shabbos. Only drabanan. Yes.
Get married. Okay. I don't do the ma'isa kedushin. We say even by goy it might be. I'm saying so. We don't something to do the ma'isa kedushin of getting married and now whatever ishus is. I don't know what I'm saying. Whatever that is.
Okay.
The woman doesn't want to be stable to get married. She says, "I want to be single my whole life." I say, "Good news today."
Okay, I think she's over and she look up the Shulchan Aruch. I think that is wrong. Okay, anyway, but let's get further. But Taivis says that the reason really we should kaif in the Chassid Shifko Atzi, we should kaif in the Odin to set her free out Shevis. But the shot is that we're not guaranteed that if she goes free, she'll get married. Right. She's not mifka that pruvu. The imsah is not mifka pruvu. Abu Eves you ben charin. Al korchuk ikayim. In other words, we're kaifin him. We're kaifin him to be mikayim to mitzah. So therefore, we know for sure he's going to be mikayim.
Okay. What do you mean we're kaifin him? We're going to force him to get married? Beis Din is able to force a person to get married?
Yes. That's the halacha in Eben Ezra Siman Aleph, that we're kaifing a person to get married. That's the Shulchan Aruch. It says, I mean, they don't hold a gun to marry this girl, but we're kaifing also that in this, you're 25 years old, shun sight, get married. So the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch brings that for some reason, I forgot already my Shulchan Aruch, we don't do it bisman hazeh. We're not kaifing. But the din is that you're kaifin. That's the halakha. Halakha is. I'm sorry. Simon Alice, the organizer. Yeah. Ubezin here, Aleph Gimel. Bezin Kaifin Osalisa. Kidenakaya Mitzvah's Pruvu. Says the Ramah, Bizman Azeh, Nogu Shalolok of Azeh. So the Ramah says the Minig is Lokov. Why not? Why does he say? Because. He said because it's Gemara says that since we're in Godus, we should be gozer on ourselves not to get married. So there's some kind of svara because of Avedus for the Beis Hamikdash. So the Meda, we're not kaifin anymore. That's what the Beis Shmuel says. So the Ikrit, then you're really supposed to be kaifin, but there's a minig not to be kaifin.
Minig is stronger than the din.
What?
Okay. Another case where the minig is stronger than the din.
Okay. Anyway, so you are kaifin. So I assume by a woman, I think a woman is chayv in Shevis, and she's supposed to get married. We're not kaifin on that. I'm just looking here. Is it over here? Okay, I don't see it. Okay.
What happened to Shevis? Places are saying that she might not do it because she doesn't have Peri of Rivia, right?
Right.
So he's tying Peri of Rivia to Shevis again because
it's tying Peri of Rivia to Kaifin. They're only Kaifin because Peri of Rivia is a Din Deraisa. So we're only coping for the Din Deraisa. But for the Din Shevis, even though I believe a woman is Chayavan, we're not Kaifin. Therefore, we're not sure that she's going to do it. Because we're not kaifin for Shevis. Just like if a person has a boy and a girl, and then his wife, Chas v'Shalom, died, we're not kaifin him to get remarried. Even though there's a mitzvah Shevis to get remarried, and more children.
He doesn't say a word about kaifin.
I think he's saying.
Oh.
That's how I understood Shon and Tysus. That is saying that by the man, Zayfus says, we're kaifin the rabbo because if once the rabbo goes free, sends him free, where's the lashon again? Al korchach, ikayim.
It's a Jew, because he's a Jew, and that's what Jews do.
Okay, that's how you read Tysis, but I don't learn like you. I learned Al Korchal means that we're going to force him because
why is Rebbe going to that step?
Maybe he's a man and a lady. The lady.
How can he say Al Korchal? How can he say Shmuel?
Because he's going to have Yerush Shemayim. Al Korchal, he has Yerush Shemayim.
To say that by the lady too. She'll have Yerush Shemayim.
But what's her motivation between a minog or the whatever? Of Shevis is very different than the motivation of Mitzvah Deraisa of Peri Varivia.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I assume he means why should we play?
Because Mifkida.
The Mechaber says the din is that we're kaifin. So why shouldn't we learn Pashup Shat? The Mechaber show that's what Typhus means. It's a Mechaber. The Ramah says, Ubizman Azeh Nago. Which means
why they like
the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch, the din in the Gemara is Kaifen. The Pharisee Mechaber, Bezdin Kaifen, says Igber Agaida, it's a tour b'shem Raviv Harash and Yavamit. So that's the din that you're Kaifen.
Only because of Perry of Arivia?
Yes.
Let's see, he already had kids. Would it be kaifin him?
No.
So then stop. So this whole lach wouldn't apply again.
No, but he didn't have Yiddish kids.
Kids? No one had kids here.
One second. Are we assuming that as an Eved, he didn't have kids?
Yes.
Why?
We're talking about it in all cases.
Why?
Why not?
Why is it, well, even if he did have kids, he still do mitzvah per rivia?
But we can be talking about, let's make life simple. Why we make?
I'm making it simple. I'm saying even if he had kids as an akum, as a evik chavin, whatever, as a eved, those kids don't count towards per rivia. So he's still getting per rivia.
Fine.
That's not so simple. That's the whole show.
Not so simple. Yes, not so simple because if he has,
he did Shevis.
If you have kids when you're a guy at 40 Megayer, you mean Mikayim Kriyavil if he has kids. That's because it's Chayas, because he wasn't an Eved. But if he was an Eved, he wasn't Mikayim.
Oh, so if he had kids as a guy, he wouldn't, but if he had kids as an Eved, that wouldn't count towards him?
Yes. But okay, but let's not go through all halachas. Okay, so anyway, I want to get to the Re. The Re is the main thing here. So this is the So that's the Rivam chat. The Rimefarish, completely different. The Nechachno Noka Krod the Pruvu, Mishum, the Potter who may also mitzvah, Kivishu Arnas. Okadesh is Chayeba, Lokafina the Rabba Lassos Ben Chayrim, them game, Becho Avodim, Noka Rabba Mishachron, Kadesh is Chayeba, Kohan mitzvahs. So what's he saying? What's the Re saying? Before we keep on reading, what's the Re being mechadish? A tremendous, tremendous machloik is going on here. What's the Re saying? I mean, we already said in the previous tesis, Ines. So what's the Re big? I mean, what's the Re adding? Kimishu Ines. Typhus and the Typhus before already said Ines, and the Rivam also knows Ines. Because the Rivam has to know honest, because honest, that's how we answer the previous tesis. So what's the
is a poor patur. It takes away the chiyah. It's a big chiddush. Pashas, there's a
super radical chiddush in this Re. The Re says pater umiyosa mitzvah, and he compares it mamish to an eved. He says just like an eved, we're not kaifin to make him so he should get a chiyuv mitzvah. What's the comparison to an Eved? An Eved doesn't have a chiyuv. If you set him free, he'll get a chiyuv. But this person, Pashup Shat, this person has a chiyuv. He just can't do it, right? Superficially, Taivis' comparison to Eved makes no sense. Here, the person has a mitzvah pruvu. He has a mitzvah on his ben chayrin. He can't do it. It's completely different to an Eved that he doesn't have a mitzvah. Just if you would set him free, he would get a mitzvah. So what you see in Taivis, the fact that Taivis is comparing him to an Eved, and this is the Re's Chiddush. The Re is Mechadish. That's why the Re is being Mechadish completely different. That's the beauty. And that Ines, we said before, everyone agreed to the last Taivis. That Taivis said that there's an Ines here. But according to the Rivam, Ines did not remove the Chiyah Mitzvah. He said that to Farish because the Rivam said that the reason why, the whole Rivam's answer is that the reason why we wanted to mention Shevis because his entirety is Chayiv in Shevis. But you can't do it. So what, you can't do it? But the Re is Mechanish Achidish, that if a person can't do a mitzvah, he becomes Pater. Now, I assume it's only in this case, meaning if a guy goes somewhere and in Ines and he loses his tefillin and he can't have tefillin to put on, I don't think that we would say he's potter from tefillin, right? But this case is different. Why is this case different?
It's a goof.
Yeah. We need to kind of speak to your vomistic. Why is this case different? Come on, Henry, we're bringing your vomistic.
The chatzi Evan stops.
He loses his tefillin. That's a davar acher garam la. Come on, you got to remember your vomit. That's a davar.
Now you're ready for next year, Rebbe.
That's a davar chitzaini. Right? That's an external blockage. That's right. That's your vomit. There's a difference between a davar acher garam la and when it's intrinsic from you. So when you're a regular person who can put on filling, it happens to be a technicality. Somebody locked you up in jail. He locked you up in jail, so you can't put in tefillin. So that's a davar acher garam lo. So that doesn't patter you from the mitzvah tefillin. That's just a pure einus. But over here, it's your intrinsic being, who you are. You're a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrim. That's who you are. And this being that you are cannot marry anybody. So then you're since you can't marry anyone, you become potter from pruvu, right? That's what he seems to be saying. A tremendous chiddush that when the gavra can't do the mitzvah at all, so then he becomes potter from pruvu.
But why is it tzad cheres comparable to an eved?
It's totally potter because that's what he just said. He's in the mind of this person cannot do pruvu. It's impossible for him. Mitzad himself. Mitzad who he is.
Say this.
What?
Why does the Rebbe need to say this? What can he just say?
We're not coping on. That's his whole Rebbe's answer. That the reason why the Gemara quoted the pasuk is Sheves.
But we already have a svara, right? That if it's only chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrim. So only half of his chayrim. We're not going to quote
the Rebbe.
Right, so good. So why can't we?
The Rebbe don't like that answer. The Rebbe doesn't like the Rebbe's answer. That was the Rebbe's answer, but the Rebbe don't like that. The Rebbe's bothered by why didn't you quote the pasuk of pruvu, and his answer is because pruvu you're totally potter. There is no mitzvah pruvu. There ain't no mitzvah pruvu. There's only a mitzvah sheves. There's no mitzvah pruvu here.
Hold on to the, I'm sorry, who told the re that he could compare somebody who's a half cheres to 100% eved? He says in pain every eved.
The re is smart. You know, who tells the re? The re is smart. The re understands that if you cannot do a mitzvah, then you become totally potter from the mitzvah.
What would the re say in the Rebbe's mashal with the guy without hands by tefillin?
He would be potter from tefillin. Yeah, I would think, because that's in the gavra. But if he locked up in jail for 50 years, then he would be chayv in tefillin, even though he's locked up in some jail in Iran, and they won't let him have tefillin because that's a davar acher.
But maybe he's locked up here. Maybe he's locked up by his rabbi.
But Tavis says not like you. What can I do? Tavis is saying you see that from Tavis. That's cool for the fact that Tavis compares it to Evan. Prove that Tavis. Oh, that's what he holds. Tavis saying that, and that's what Tavis words. It's a very beautiful machlokes that the Reed Mefarish, the Nachakla. We never said that before that you're potter from the mitzvah. Even Shuanis, we always knew that you're honest, but we never knew that Inus makes a ptur.
Is Rebbe saying this from the way Tosfos answers the kasha, or from the comparison to Evan? Because the words potter mi'aisa mitzvah, you could say, is the good old Einus Rachmana Patre, and for that you're not kaifim.
Well, because Einus Rachmana Patre is potter from an Einish, not potter from the mitzvah. Not exactly accurate in the lashon. Einus Rachmana Patre does not say you're potter from the mitzvah. If a person has a mitzvah, I have a mitzvah put on tefillin, and then I and I and I And I my put on by accident. I overslept or whatever. I was in Ines. I was in a car accident, and I missed filling. So you're not potter from the mitzvah. You're potter from an Ines. But this is potter the lashon even potter. There are three reasons. First of all, because he says potter min mitzvah, which is mashma that way. Second of all, which is the biggest raya, because he compares it to Evan. Why don't you make the Adam free him so he can get a mitzvah filling? And third of all, because if he's just saying the same din of Ines, Tivus and the previous Tivus also said Ines. So it's like he's not being mechadish anything. Tivus sounds like he's being mechadish something with this Ines. I mean, it could be you're saying mechadish later, but the sounds like Tivus is being mechadish something in his opening line. Already in the previous Tivus said Kivin Shu Ines. So what's
that was in a case where you have Koldu.
What?
In previous Tivus is when a case where you have Koldu. Here he's saying even if you have nothing.
But he already knows that a Koldu alone wasn't enough. So he used the fact of Ines. So he knows the fact that this is a case of Ines. And he knows that you have the din of Ines Rachmana Patre over here. So if Tivus here is just simply using the din of Ines Rachmana Patre, then there's no Chiddush. And then he already said that point that Ines Rachmana Patre applies in our sugya, he already said in the previous Tisus. So the mashmos, three different mashmos, is that he's been mechadish something new. He's been mechadish and that this you say that I mean it's really what he says that the Ines makes that you're potter from the mitzvah, potter me oisa mitzvah, not just potter from the Ines, but you're potter from the mitzvah. It's such a radical chiddush, and then he says so we're not going to be kaifin to get it because just like we're not kaifin in Evan to get it to be kadesh is chayiv, right? Because kadesh is chayiv. If you're chayiv in the mitzvah, just you can't do it. Then yes, we would be kaifin, because you're chayiv in the mitzvah and you can't do it. So then we're kaifin. But here you can't. Here the pshat is that you're not chayiv. That's why it's exactly like Evan. I think that's came out beferish in Tisus.
Is it like you're showing what the tzad Evan is? The machloek is restraining what the tzad eved does. Does eved is a mania ba'alma or is it mamash a pator in the whole body?
Okay, I can't argue because I don't know. You can say it your way. If it was up to me, I would say it differently. I would say it's a machloek is restraining whether when you have a ma'akev, which is universal, which is intrinsic, which is not a davar acher. Does the Torah give you a chalos mitzvah when it's not shaykh for you to do? In other words, a guy who has no hands, would the Torah give him a chi of a tzivoy to put on tefillin? Do we say that, listen, a tzivoy is given to all Klal Yisrael, and Hashem doesn't make any exceptions, and since you're a part of Klal Yisrael, you get all the tzivoys. It's not shaykh by you, but Hashem doesn't give personalized tzivoyim. He gives the taryag mitzvah to all Klal Yisrael, and by definition, if you're part of Klal Yisrael, you got the tzivui. So by definition, you don't have hands, but you're a Jew, you got mitzvah tefillin. You can't get married because you're a chatzi eved, chatzi bas chayrim, but you got a mitzvah pruvu because every Jew gets a mitzvah, all the tariyak mitzvahs.
Rabbi, why is it different than a shaitar or katan? Why is it different than a shaitar or katan where we say there's...
No, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs, but this guy's not a shaitar, chayiv in mitzvahs.
No, so but that the shaiter katan we say that, or an isha, or whatever anyone else is. So with someone without hands, same
we
thing.
We don't give them personalized. We don't personalize the Torah. We don't personalize. We give you some of the tariyak mitzvahs and not others. We don't find that beferish.
So what do we say instead? That you're an inus.
We say that you're an inus. Yeah, that's what the Rivam holds. Rivam holds that if you're a man, the Torah says men in the Torah get the following mitzvahs. Jewish women get the following mitzvahs. You can't do it. You're an Ines. Okay.
So they were Ines as far as Ines Rachmana Patre?
Yes. But you're not get punished. But the
so you don't get punished. Yeah. But you were over on mitzvah saseh.
You were over. You have to we clap our chet, our chet shatana fanecha ba'ainas uberatzen. So there's such a thing that even though you ainas shachmana patre, but for it you got to clap our chet.
So someone who doesn't have a hand has to clap guy, al chet that he didn't
put on tefillin? Yes, he's going to clap al chet shatana fanecha that I didn't put on tefillin my whole life. No, he's on his Rachmana Patre, but the part you're causing a Maisa of Bidu Essa your whole life. Okay, I don't know. You don't like that happening.
It smacks on the ears a little bit.
Okay, right? So then don't say, because it depends what you how you learn shot in.
Would he still say that Shevis is no longer Tali and Piri Varivia? Because now Piri is totally Potter.
Why should we make a Machlaikas in that? That type is said.
Because now it's totally Potter and Piri Varivia. Says we don't, the whole Shevis before, there was still a Piri Varivia around. I couldn't do it.
I don't know. We're going to have the Parship shot, he's putter on the Shevis too. Because the same thing that makes him putter on Pruyavu, according to the Re, you're putter on Pruyavu because you can't do it. So you're also putter on Shevis because you can't do. So we're going to have to keep on reading in Tysus. That's why we left Tysus hanging in suspense.
I don't hear for a katan and an isha. I understand, but for let's say a shaita, what is the difference between a shaita and a guy who doesn't have hands?
I don't know. Because a shaita is not a bar chiyav. He has no mitzvahs at all. Shaita is a katan.
No, shaita, it's his mental state. So this guy doesn't have hands. Okay, he can't put on a mitzvah. What's the difference between the two? This is the same
very
thing.
Big difference. A shaita doesn't get any mitzvahs. Halacha views him like a katan, like a lad bar das. He doesn't get any mitzvahs.
Someone who's sometimes a shaita, sometimes not a shaita, whatever it is.
Okay, but if he's halachically viewed as a shaita, then he doesn't.
So halachically, he doesn't have hands. How can he do a mitzvah which requires his hands?
I don't hear the problem. What can I tell you?
Did Rebbe say that according to the Re, that if he doesn't have hands, then he's putter?
That when a person, he says here the words, the putter may also mitzvah keep his shoe honest. So he says that you sign that Ines takes off your chiyuv of the mitzvah.
So he doesn't have to clap al chet then?
Yes, he would not have to clap al chet, yes. Okay.
Is it possible, Rebbe, that the Re's, this would be more radical? I'm just wondering if Rebbe's just saying a misvar, maybe the Re holds whenever there's an Ines, you're potter. Even if you're locked in jail.
That's too radical. That's too radical, and we know that there is such a thing that I'm saying we do have. I mean, there is a thing. Our chet shatana fanecha ba'einas, and the Gra definitely says that it's brought down in the Evan Shleima that sometimes because migalgam choy v'adei chayiv, because Baruch Hu will cause a person to do a chet ba'ines because he did a different chet, be shoygeg, whatever. So that means a chet ba'ines is a chet. It's not pashet pashtis. A chet ba'ines is a chet. It just is a tour anajachmana patre. Hard to say it's not a chet, right? If you see, I'll give you an example. If you see a woman, someone being over in aver ba'ines. So and you know that it's an avera. So you're mechuyev, you have to stop them. If Ines would make it's not an avera, so then you would have to stop them. The guy's not doing an avera, right?
If
I see someone's eating food, he thinks it's kosher, and he has a good reason to think it's kosher, and he's an Ines. He's an Ines Gomer.
He's diabetic and he needs to eat this treif in order to whatever.
Okay, so he's not diabetic.
No, I'm saying just because someone's doing something but Ines, that doesn't mean you can force him to stop. It can stop him. Could be there's a reason.
That would not be an Isser anymore.
Don't make me trouble.
Does that person need to do shuva? If someone needs to eat
we're talking about a guy going ahead. I see someone doing an Aveira. He's not supposed to do it. It's Osir Gomer, but he's an Ines. He thinks that it's mutter.
Is that
Ines
or
Shogeg?
What?
Ines. He's Mamish and Ines. He's an Ines. He had no way of knowing. It was impossible for Shaykh just a shtick up Shia. He should have known. There was no way for knowing. He went to the store and there was a big sign, kosher, OU, every hechsher in the world. And I know that really the tray for food, they're serving him tray for food. He's an Einas Gummer. He asked 50 million rabbis, is this kosher? They all tell him it's kosher, right? So the din is, of course, you're mechuyev to go in and stop him. Now, if Einas would say that it's not an Aveira, then you wouldn't have to stop him. If by Shabbos, I had my favorite case, it's one of my favorite cases. When I first got married, I go off on a tangent, I'll say, but I can't help myself. When I first got married, I rented an apartment in Israel. And I rushed about the right after I got married. I went to Israel for about a month. I got married, and my father-in-law, my brother-in-law came to visit us in Israel. And I walk in Shabbos morning into the apartment, and the entire sink is covered with ants. And apparently, there was an ant hill, and the whole sink was covered in ants, which means that you couldn't use the water on Shabbos. And that was the only water. You know, what are you supposed to do? You know, can't use water on Shabbos. Can't use the water in the sink. So I saw that when I woke up in the morning. So I went to the yeshiva, and the molden was mad. This is when I first got married. So it's a little while ago, over 40 years ago. He was davening in Chofetz Chaim. He used to live in. He had a son in Sanhedrin Rechavet, and I asked him if my brother-in-law doesn't know there are ants in the sink. Can I tell him to turn on the water? And he said, yes, because it's not a melachas machshavas. The fact that I know their answer is not relevant.
Which goggle was this?
The modem is manin. So sure, as soon as my brother-in-law came home from shul, I gave him a completely clean plate. And I said, wash this plate. And he said, what? And I started screaming at him, just wash it. Before I thought he said I had a nutty son and brother-in-law, just got married. And he ran to the sink and he washed the plate and he killed all the ants, and we had a good Shabbos. But the Maisa, so if it's mamish mutter for him, then there's no, I don't have to stop him. He's killing the ants. I know he's killing ants, but for him it's mutter. It's not melechus machshavas. So that's fine. It's not melechus machshavas.
My food. No, I'm saying my food.
Not melechus machshavas. It's totally mutter. But
Einas,
you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that if someone's doing an Avera b'Einas, I don't have to stop him. Of course you have to stop him, because it's an Einas doesn't take off the Avera. So there's a chiyuv on you to stop it. Okay, you're right. You got me on Timta Lev. It wasn't a good example. So let's say there's a different, not Timta Lev. So the pashtus, if a person's Einas, it's still a Maisa Avera. It's only over here that it's in the Gavra that he can never do the mitzvah. It's impossible for him. Therefore,
it's onus lav command the Ovid dummy. Like, isn't onus lav command the Ovid? Like, he didn't do this.
No, it's not onus is lav. We don't say onus lav command. That's not what onus lav command the Ovid means. I'm sorry.
No, we said by Esther's karka oilam.
Onus lav command the Ovid. Honest means if you don't do something, you wanted to do a mitzvah and you were honest and you didn't do it, you made a tanah him no bussy and you were honest and you didn't come, we don't say it's you bussy. That's what honest laugh commander of it.
Is the pump shot and why honest is putters because it's not your misa?
It's not your misa, but it's a misa. It's not meyuchas to you. But the mice is done. The Avera is done. It's just not your Avera.
If it wasn't him,
therefore, someone has to stop you. But
no. Why does he have to clap al chet?
I don't know. So
if someone has to be mechal,
just relevant to our tesis. And our tesis, says that you're not even chai. There's no. That means that if the Einas Mamish makes it, it's a whole different gather. It's not just that you don't get punished. It's not just that we're not miyaches it to you. Let me go further. Anyway, So let's try. Let's just
according
try.
According to the Rivan,
we get to the next line because we're still stuck in the middle.
So according to the Rivan, he would say to
wait. I'm sorry. I'm stuck in the middle. Let me try and finish this thought. So Taivis says the Ria far as the Chagma Kol probably give you honest. Now, why does he need Mishum Shu Mitzvah Rabba? Why did he just say, because I just got finished saying your partner from Pruvu? So that's why he mentions the Pasuk of Shavuos.
I should be Potter from Shavuos also.
He's trying to say
why we're activating Shavuos.
Right, you are exactly right. In other words, just like the same reason that Taifas gives why you're Potter from Pruvu, because when you're an Ines makes you Potter from Pruvu, so now Ines makes you Potter from Shavuos. So therefore, Taifas, so why did the Gemara quote the Pasuk of Shavuos? There it is. So that's why Taivis has to say Mitzvah Rabba. So then Shavuos is Mitzvah Rabba. So that's why, even though really you should be Potter from Shavuos, but since Shavuos is Mitzvah Rabba, so therefore we're covering his Adin for Shavuos. Okay. Let me just give me, and then I'll listen. The Bach over here changes the Gersa. So one of my favorite things, as we know, is I like to know why is a Bach changing the Gersa? Well, Eisvav. The Bach and Eisvav. The way we have the Gersa reads beautifully. In other words, really, there's no mitzvah Shabbos, and therefore we shouldn't be kaifin. However, the pasuk tells us it's Mitzvah Rabba, and therefore we're kaifin.
Who says it's a Mitzvah Rabba?
I know he says. Tyson says. So, but the Bab changes.
Where's Tyson?
The Bab changes the Gersa.
It's Tashmish Mitzvah Rabba.
The Bashma Mishum
Mashma.
Mashma Mitzvah Rabba. So
I want to know why.
I like to think about is it just a superficial changing of the Lashon because it's more grammatically correct, or is the Bach basically changing the entire Pshat and Taisis? So that's what I happen to suspect, that the Bach is dramatically changing Pshat and Taisis here, but I don't want to tell you why, so we'll have to see. But I like to think about
what's the Pshat without the Bach?
I'm not telling you. The Pshat without the Bach is
not even pretend not to
know. Without the Bach is that you're Potter, since you're an Ines, you're Potter from Pruvu, you're Potter from Shavuos, and really we shouldn't be kaifin for either, except we're kaifin because it's a Mitzvah Rabba, and we quoted the pasuk because Shavuos is the one that's Mitzvah Rabba.
Why aren't we kaifin all masters to free their slaves?
Because we want Shavuos, because Shavuos is Mitzvah Rabba.
Why don't we do it for all of them? Why don't we just free all of them?
Why don't we free all of them?
The rest of them are able to be Mitzvah Shavuos.
What?
Other Avadim are Mekayim Shavuos called the You're able to marry a Shevcha, you are Mekayim some Shavuos.
Okay, you see, save me. Good point. Okay. Why? Yes, now I can listen to you.
Just